In the KSRO studio with us, I'm so proud to say this, is the music director of the Santa Rosa Symphony, Bruno Ferrandis, who is stepping down at the end of this season. But this morning, he's here. Hello, Bruno. Welcome.
Hello, and thank you for receiving me.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you. I'm not going to go through your entire resume because we'd be here until next Tuesday. But suffice it to say that you have been a conductor and a maestro for really years. And all over the world.
Yes, indeed, it's part of being a conductor today. We are definitely citizens of the world because music, contrary to other arts, is exportable everywhere, and we read the same system everywhere. In China, they can read the same treble clef and the same bass clef than in America or than in France. So it's the same language that we share.
I'll bet it changes somewhat depending. I imagine there would be an impression made depending on where you are.
Working. Of course. Yeah. Everybody, according to their culture, is apprehending the musical language differently.
Yes.
But at least we have a common, this is the only one that I know, apart from certain artificial languages that were created like Esperanto, but music as a language is the only one that is shared by the entire planet.
Maybe we could learn a few things from that.
Yes.
That fact. Indeed. Across the board, for sure.
Indeed.
What brought you to the Santa Rosa Symphony in the first place?
It's complete fate. I didn't even know the existence of Santa Rosa and the Santa Rosa Symphony until I got a call from David Marston, honorary board member, who called me and said, Bruno, would you be interested in participating into the competition to get this orchestra?
Yeah.
And I was very surprised at first. And I said, well, good. I'm going to visit a part of the world that I don't know, Northern California. I didn't know, even Southern California. I didn't know. So yeah. I said, yes, of course, I want to see that.
And you did more than see it. You got the job, obviously, and
yes.
You've been here for some time since 2006, correct?
Yes, correct. 12 years. It
12
will be my
years.
12th season.
Wow. Why did you decide to step down?
Oh, that's a long course decision. You know, it's due to several factors. First and foremost, family. The family is based in Paris. My wife is a theater person. She works in Paris. And at one point, we lived in San Francisco in 2008, 2009. But then because of the theater action of my wife, I decided to use the system of the plane shuttle to come at every concert series instead of us being resident for all the time. I won't go into the details, the consideration about health issue, the consideration about schooling for the kids,
sure,
you know, and all that. But these are all factors. Also, I think that after 12 years, I've fulfilled my mission. I have accomplished my mission here, and it's good for this organization to have a change. And I felt that, you know, at first, when I was told my contract is going to last only 4 years for the last one, I felt, that's bizarre. That's strange. That's not like me to abandon in the middle. But now I think that the length of stay of my contract is the exact right one. I think the orchestra, every organization needs something new to refresh, to start from new. I think it's a good time for me to go.
And I think all artists feel that way to a certain degree, that every now and again, you need to get re-energized.
Absolutely.
Rejuvenated in a different way, in a different place.
Yes, see other places, see other a way of working, of practicing music, and do other things. In my case, for instance, this is symphony orchestra, the Santa Rosa, and I'm also an opera conductor. So opera, it's a different specialty. It's a different way of working. You have singers, you stay 3 weeks with them, and then you go down to the pit of the opera and work with the orchestra, and then you gather the singers and the orchestra together. So
that's a whole process, a long
process.
Totally
different process, and which takes more time than the symphony. So it's why I need the change, because when you are within a season of symphony, you don't obviously have the time in your calendar to do opera.
Sure.
So that's a change that will allow me to do more opera, to do also more contemporary music in small ensembles, because you don't have the time to do that when you are symphony maestro. So different occupations, yeah, in a way.
That makes perfect sense, especially when you've got those creative juices that need to be re-enlivened, you know? So that makes perfect sense. So what's next for you then?
As I said, to do as,
I know you
as
do
much
more opera
and to do more contemporary music, I'm geared always towards the future. I consider the persons, the peer, my peers, composers, the one who are living, very important as the past, alas, mm-hmm, dead composers. And I want to work with them. Yeah. I want to see what's active, what's is from the moment, you know, as they say, carpe diem. You know.
Well, you haven't lost the heart for it, that's for sure. You sound as excited now as you probably were on each of the other legs of this grand adventure of yours.
Yes.
What have you learned, Bruno, about Sonoma County since you've been here?
The community is a fantastic community. The every person that I've met here, and God knows how many hands I've shaken in 12 years, I know everybody from the commerce people to the doctors to the lawyers to the agriculture people, the rural people in their vineyards. It's fantastic here.
Now, I mean, the radio people. I don't know where you go from there. But
including, yes, I've met a lot of radio people.
I'll
and
bet you have.
Also, it's a very interesting community, very civil, very welcoming, friendly.
That's good to hear.
And I feel for the community, especially when I came in November to do that benefit concert for the fires.
Yes.
You know, I'm with you all, the ones that have to restart again.
Yes.
You know, I completely identified with that. It was really very moving to me. And by the way, as I traveled the world, I'd never seen any such mass destruction in my life.
Yeah. You know, and and you've been all over.
Yeah, yeah. And I visited the sites, Coffee Park and, you know, Fountain Grove, yes, and all of that. It touched me very much to see that mountain. So anything I could do to help, I would have done.
You know, to benefit folks who had gone through all of that disastrous time. It was a lovely, lovely thing, a lovely offering
for
people. And I know, you know, so many people who went to the concert that day and thought they really felt like it gave them, you know, more reason to move forward and to get going. And
Thank you.
Inspirational for a lot of people.
Good to hear. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. And Bruno, I love to ask this question of anybody, you know, who's anywhere near as talented as you are and so involved with this particular kind of music. Tell us about when you're off duty, you're not working. What's the favorite music that you like to listen to that would surprise us?
Well, I am going to surprise you in the sense that I'm surprised myself by my children. You know, what is their favorite show? My two daughters. It's unbelievable. It's The Voice.
I mean,
the French version of The Voice.
Yeah,
where you have this
this
very young singer that sings something very known from the modern repertoire, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, something by Sting, something like by the Pink Floyd, or something like by the Rolling Stones, or some French singers like Jacques Brel. And they come, and with their voice, they sing. And my kids love that because they love to see how the judges react to The Voice.
Sure.
So they see the two have the two sides of the ball, you know?
Yeah.
And they sometimes express their disgust at some voice.
Well,
and
that's a typical reaction to a show like The Voice.
And I'm very interested in that. You tell yourself as a classical musician like I, and with a formation as a classical in the classical world, it's very interesting to see the very different reactions of the public, because the most important at the end of it all is the reactions of the public. We are here to serve the public. The arts are a service to the public, to enliven their life, to give beauty to their lives. And it's a sort of a mini vignette of that little The Voice, to see in miniature what's happening to me when I try to communicate to my audience.
Well, I'm never going to be able to watch The Voice the same way. I can tell you that right now. But it's a brand new perspective that I have on that show now that I've heard it from you.
Good.
So thank you for that. And, you know, let's face it, you have graced our community with your presence since 2006. And on behalf of the community, thank you for doing that.
You are absolutely welcome. I owe it still to that community. And I say, in the reverse, I say thank you for that community. If I gave so much, as much as I did, it's because of the kindness and the incredible humanity of that very community here.
Well, it's a mutual admiration society then. We certainly wish you much luck in your next adventure, and au revoir.
Au revoir. Thank you. Au revoir, Santa Rosa.
Well, to borrow a word from the French President Emmanuel Macron, that was a delicious interview. So thank you very much to Bruno for that. And upcoming at the Santa Rosa Symphony, there will be a new kid in town. And he is a kid. He's just 30 years old. And his name is Francesco Lecce Chong. And he will take over the reins for the Santa Rosa Symphony coming up. So that's an amazing story and an amazing outgoing story as far as he is concerned. And as far as Bruno is concerned, what a great job he's done over the past several years too.